எல்லாம் ஒன்றே, ஆல் இஸ் ஒன், கண்டினியூட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஜனவரி பிப்ரவரி இஷ்யூ. திஸ் ஃபோர் பார்ட் சீரீஸ் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஆஸ் எ சிங்கிள் ஆர்டிக்கிள். இன் அவர் செப்டம்பர் அக்டோபர் 98 இஷ்யூ, வி டாக்குமெண்டட் ஹவு ஸ்ரீ பகவான் டுக் பர்டிகுலர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் தி ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் திஸ் ஸ்மால் தமிழ் புக் எல்லாம் ஒன்றே. Below is the sixth and final chapter of the text. Chapter 6, Ego. 1. Oh, ego, all the evils of the world are from you. To crush you, the kings make laws and the wise give lessons in spite of their efforts from time immemorial. Alas, you are yet alive. You simply go into hiding and reappear again and again. Can there be no end to you? Yeah, it is surely approaching. Another ego has started to kill you. It is the universal ego called I am Brahman. 2. Yeah, ego, think not that your enemy is of your kind. You are perishable, whereas he is not. You are conceited as I, because you always differentiate as I, you and he. But your enemy is free from this conceit. How? He harmonizes all differences, resolves all into himself. Moreover, you feel enmity towards him because he has arisen to kill you. But he has no ill feelings towards you. How is this? Because you are not to be found in his presence. He regards you as a part of his limbs. Your loss in his proximity is the working of your own falsity. He would not think of killing you because you are of no consequence in his sight. Therefore, ego, you are his enemy, but he is not yours. More briefly put, you are your own enemy. Why? Owing to your greed, you flaunted yourself before the Great One as you would elsewhere. Instantly, you are lost. Therefore, the universal self obscures you by devouring you and then shines forth as all light. 3. Yeah, ego, the evils of your works have no limits. You are not content unless you are exalted above others and others are lowered before you. Endless are your desires, such as by what title shall I gain honor? In what form shall I appear elegant? Do others bow to me? Do others obey me in silence? Do others say that no one excels me? Alas, how short is your life, and yet to how much do you aspire, and how much evil you do? You have deluded yourself that there is happiness in such ideas and in differentiating yourself from all others. This is not to your good. Why not? Are not others also entitled to all these? What is your share in things which are common to millions and millions of others? Such being the case, do not desire in vain to rule over all. By your vain desire, you bring about evil to yourself and to others. Listen to my friendly advice. Truly speaking, he whom you regard as your mortal enemy is your friend. He knows how to make you worthy of true greatness and blessings. Surrender to him. This universal ego does not treat you as an enemy, but is your greatest benefactor. 4. By no means can you discover what he will make of you unless you surrender yourself to him. However much I may speak of it, you cannot understand. It is a matter of experience. Doubtless, he will do nothing less than exalt you to his state. Therefore, be not perplexed about your future. Directly surrender yourself. You can always turn away if joy does not overtake you from the very instant of surrender. Just as the drinking of milk starts with an agreeable taste and ends with the satisfaction of hunger, so also surrender starts with delight and ends with perfect bliss, which lies beyond even pleasure and pain. Therefore, your goal, without doubt, is this universal ego. I am Brahman. 5. What will be your new name after surrender? There is no name besides yours. The Vedas laud you. The world praises you. The essence of religious teachings is yourself. Then, what is your form? All forms are yours. There is no form which is not yours. What is installed in the temples of worship is you. What is described in the Vedas is you. Festivities and celebrations are all for you. Now, what can be your power? In your presence, the world is active. Each is what it is because of you. Briefly said, all things glorify you and bear witness to your being. They are duty bound to do so. You would not have even dreamt that this will be your state. Start at once. Be not self-conceited. The universal ego avoids you. 6. Do you wish to wake up from your dream or continue in it? How long will the dream images last? Be not idle. Shake off your sleep. Wake up. You are witnessing your own mental images and imagining more and more. It is all in vain. Just find out who it is that sees the visions. Do not delude yourself that you are these that rise and sink in you. Wake up. The instant you wake up, you will know that waking is better than this dream. Get up. The universal ego waits to rejoice at seeing you awake. 7. Fear not the cessation of the present ego dream. Once you are awake, you will enjoy the same all the more. You will no longer be deluded and will observe it with cheerful detachment, unconfused. The folly of all appearances will be understood and you will have no burdens. In dream, your mental imagery assumes shapes. On waking, you know the dream as just a dream. Do not mistake dream for the waking state. Know the dream as dream. For doing so, you must reach the state of I am Brahman, universal ego, and wake from the illusion of the ego. 8. I have instructed you for your good and not in my own interest. If you believe me, you should act upon what I have taught you. On the other hand, if you see no good in what I have said, then turn away from this ideal. How can I help you if my advice and all the advice of the saints do not make any impression on you? No state is higher than this. Believe me, it is for your good that you realize this truth, and through you, others may realize the same. Be free from self-conceit. Start at once. Realize that the universal ego is your own. 9. Oh, ego, see how you are a slave to all and therefore suffer. How pitiable is your state. All or hostile to you. When you say, for me only, all others will also contend, for me only, for me only. When you say, I am great, they protest, why, we are also. All are hostile to you. Owing to the troubles caused by others, your mental images increases a millionfold. Should you not rise above them and profit by surrendering to the Master? Then all your enemies will befriend you. If you say to others, all these are yours, everyone becomes your friend. There is only one who can make you that magnanimous, and that is, I am Brahman, universal ego. 10. I shall say one word only, and this is not owing to my egoism. It is simply my duty. I do not say this word just for your or my good alone. It is for the good of all. The truth is, I am Brahman, universal ego.